Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Hundreds of thousands of tri-staters are still waiting for their electricity to be restored, and the utilities say it could take days. Here's the latest list. In New Jersey, there are still nearly 500,000 customers out. Connecticut has more than 500,000. At Con Ed, it's 148,000, and on Long Island, it's more than 250,000. Our Glenn Shuck has been checking out the scene on Staten Island, where nearly 14,000 customers are without power. He joins us now with a live report.
And Larry, I'm live here in the Great Kills section of Staten Island. As you mentioned, it's some updated numbers. In fact, I just got those confirmed from the Staten Island Borough President, Jimmy Otto. 13,700 is the approximate number now. It was 15,000 yesterday, so Con Ed is slowly getting through it. Like many neighborhoods in the suburbs that I witnessed yesterday, Staten Island seems to be very much like that, with many side streets and residential blocks filled up with trees and power lines. And the borough president, again, as I mentioned, I just spoke to him, was saying to me they're not angry about the lack of response. They're upset about the communication. He said there's been very little communication. That this is his quote, that they're estimating the estimate at this point, and that is unacceptable in terms of when crews will show up on streets. Now, Con Ed will say that when there's small dead-end streets like I am here in Great Kills with only three or four homes, that has to be the last thing they get to. They go to a larger area first, maybe an apartment building, but this is the frustration for people. Many of these same folks who had to go through the very difficult time after Hurricane Sandy, of course, where lives were lost here on Staten Island. So we'll keep you updated here. I'm knocking on some doors here. You can hear generators behind me, and I'll check back with another report shortly. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here on Staten Island.
Quarantine travel advisory checkpoints went up today at Penn Station. They've also been set up at the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, the Gothels Bridge, the Bayonne Bridge, and the Outer Bridge Crossing. Mayor de Blasio announced yesterday that people will be stopped at random and given state contact forms to fill out. Refusal to submit a form could result in a $2,000 fine. And if you traveled here from one of 35 states on the quarantine list and failed to self-isolate for 2 weeks, you could be fined $10,000. On the jobs front this week, first-time unemployment claims are down, but they are still at extremely high levels compared to BC before coronavirus.
For the 20th straight week, more than a million American workers sought unemployment benefits, some 1.2 million last week. The rate of applications for jobless help is stalled at roughly twice the record high before the pandemic. A virus surge has now led to more lockdowns and layoffs. Unemployed workers had been getting a $600 weekly federal jobless benefit, but that expired last week, and Congress is negotiating an extension, though likely for less money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Negotiations on a new stimulus bill continue on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lays out the Democratic wish list.
We've got to help state and local governments so they can meet the needs of people, and we have to put money in the pockets of the American people so that they can stimulate the economy, spend the money, inject demand, and the rest.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says there's a sense of urgency, but still no deal. He claims Republicans have made far more concessions than Democrats, but there's been no breakthrough moment. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will remain in Washington, certainly into next week. That's a delay of the scheduled August recess. One man is dead and others in serious condition after a drive-by shooting in Woodhaven, Queens. It happened around 4:30 this morning near 91st Street and 85th Avenue. Police say a black sedan rolled up and someone inside opened fire. The man who died was 21 years old. He was shot in the head and chest. The other man is 19. He was hit in the arm. So far, no arrest. The observation deck at 30 Rockefeller Plaza reopens this afternoon. It's been closed since March. Entry reservations will be timed. Visitors must wear masks. From now until Labor Day, children 12 and under will get in free. And over the weekend of August 14th to the 16th, essential workers will get free admission for themselves and one guest. New York City Controller Scott Stringer has an idea that could make a return to school safer. Hold some classes outdoors. He'll be flanked by supportive teachers and parents when he meets with reporters this afternoon. Stringer says there are literally millions of square feet of space in schoolyards that could be repurposed, at least into the fall. And he estimates that 75% of students could be accommodated out of doors. He says outdoor learning is not a substitute for safe school buildings, but it would help. The formal ceremony honoring the victims of the September 11th attacks will not be held this year, but the reading of the names will continue. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation will give families of 9/11 victims the chance to read their loved ones' names on September 11th, the 19th anniversary of the attacks. The ceremony will take place near Ground Zero. Masks will be provided on site and will be mandatory for all in attendance. Social distancing will be enforced. Hand sanitizer will be available. Tunnel to Towers will also limit the number of participants to approximately 140 speakers. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 8:40 in the morning. Once again, the Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower has been defaced. A woman was caught in the act, and she's a two-time offender. 38-year-old Juliet Germanotta is charged with criminal mischief. Yesterday afternoon, she smeared blue paint on the mural. Germanotta was arrested last month for the same thing. She faces similar charges in that incident. Master bedroom will be a thing of the past in New York. Following the lead of other real estate brokerage groups across the country, the Real Estate Board of New York plans to vote soon to remove that phrase from residential listings. A push to stop using the term master bedroom comes after the police killing of George Floyd and the resulting Black Lives Matter protests. Last night, the state moratorium on eviction cases that predated the pandemic expired. Mayor de Blasio says the city will help those who get a notice to get out.
So many New Yorkers simply can't pay the rent. It's not their fault. They didn't ask for a global pandemic. But if you don't get a paycheck, you don't have a paycheck, what are you going to do?
The mayor says anyone who's been served with an eviction notice should call 311 and they'll be connected to a lawyer. So far, the Department of Social Services has reached out to 14,000 households facing eviction.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.